Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Farmers that will be applying herbicides with dicamba will be required to attend a training session to earn their certification to purchase and apply the product. University of Kentucky weed specialist Dr. Travis Leglider says dicamba is not new to the farming industry.
Typically, before these technologies came out, you know, dicamba is used in pastures quite a bit. It's used on turf and not ornamentals, but rather it's used on turf. And it also has been used in corn. So it's a broadleaf herbicide. It controls broadleaves. And so traditionally it's been used where we have grass species. But now we're using it in soybeans. These soybeans can now tolerate it. So able to control broadleaves in soybeans, which that's our major problem in soybeans, is the broadleaves.
UK is hosting 12 training sessions across the state that will cover proper use and application of dicamba.
Talking about the label restrictions that are on these products and how to safely apply these products in order to get them onto the target that we're trying to get them to, and minimizing the potential of it moving off target, as we saw in this past year of several instances of off-target movement with these products.
He says the training sessions are geared toward modern farm uses of the product.
Having applicators be aware before they start making applications to a field, be aware of their surroundings, be aware of what the potential is of that dicamba, not necessarily staying on site, but maybe moving off site. And the training is just all about understanding those parameters and really reducing their risk while making this product work.
We'll have more in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer is different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
Dr. Leglider says the university will offer several training sessions, with some being offered by companies that sell products that use dicamba.
Ingenia, Fexapan, or Extendamax. So if you're going to apply any of those products, you have to come to one of these trainings. So we have 12 of them across the state, either given by myself or J.D. Green, but there will also be some of these that are given by the industry. So that's BASF, Monsanto, or DuPont. So there'll be more than just 12. There'll be several more outside of UK. But the big thing is just to make sure that if you're going to go to one of these trainings, make sure it's been approved by the KDA.
To find out more about a seminar offering the dicamba training, contact your local extension office or your chemical dealer. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.